Development in technology, in accelerator technology is a key word for me now, because Tanya mentioned before, it's the biggest experiment we have on this planet is at CERN. It's the Large Hadron Collider, LHC in short. It's about 27 kilometers long, and it led to many big discoveries. But there are plans being drawn up to build an even bigger successor to this.
Yeah, so let me first say, because we mentioned technologies and application of to society, that the technologies developed at CERN have found and continue to find huge application in society. The World Wide Web is an example. So Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the web, was a CERN staff when the web was developed back in 1989. And it's interesting to see how some of these breakthroughs really come from fundamental research. Accelerators at CERN are used today to treat cancer. Austria actually has a big center, MedOstrum, that is used to the treatment of cancer with protons and light ions, like light carbon ions. And this MedOstrum has been built with the CERN technologies. CERN technologies today are used to help society protect the planet, climate change, and, you know, more sustainable energy, etc. So these technologies really have a huge impact on society. So now, in order to understand, to address the open question, we need to study the Higgs boson in more details. So this is one way of exploration, because it can be, we think it's a discovery tool, but also explore the next energy frontier, because many of the answers to this open question can come from the next energy frontier. So we need for this bigger colliders, so bigger ring, and we need to push the technologies. Technologies for magnets, technology for accelerating structures. So again, a big jump in the technologies and a big jump into the capabilities of discoveries.
Do you want to share a little more details about this future circular collider where physicists are currently working? How would it look? What would it allow to do?
Right. So thanks so much. So at the moment we are doing the feasibility study. Feasibility means geological feasibility. These are big underground tunnels. It means environmental impact, because of course, nowadays, research must be green. You can't imagine of any instrument which is not fully respectful of the environment. So very, very small emissions, or zero emission, or close to zero emissions, but also a project that develops technology that could help society to protect the environment. And in this sense, this future circular collider, there are many technologies like that. So it will be a bigger ring. The current ring is 27 kilometers. The future one will be 90 kilometers and will allow us to study the Higgs boson in all details and to make a big jump in energy. China wants to do exactly the same thing. So there is competition, because today Europe, thanks to CERN, has leadership in fundamental physics, in particle physics. And of course, there is a competition now with China that may bring this leadership and all the technologies that go with the field, they may bring them to China. So we have, of course, to try to keep this in Europe. But at the moment, we are just doing the feasibility study, financial, technological, environmental, geological, etc. And then we will see if in a few years from now, the project is approved or not.
What could be a possible time frame for this?
So approval may come before the end of this decade, so time scale of 2028. Construction may start at the beginning of the 2030s and operation in the mid-2040s. It looks like a long, much farther in the future, but keep in mind the CERN is running the Large Hadron Collider. We are now upgrading the Large Hadron Collider, and operation will end at the beginning of the 2040s. So we cannot have two colliders at the same time. We have to. So the next one will start maybe in 2045 or so. It's a big technological challenge. But of course, the impact on society will be, and the socio-economic benefits to society will also be huge. So it's probably worth it, not only for physics, but also for society.